Get started here. Welcome to Hebrew Club. I hope you guys all had a good break and ready to go for a new quarter. We are about ready to start Amos chapter 2. And remember, we're right in the middle of this kind of introductory oracle, highly rhetorically styled and patterned. And so we're moving on, remember, as he goes to different points on the compass. Now he's going to change to the southeast of where he's going to eventually zero in, which will be Israel, of course. So we start with chapter 2, verse 1, and the pattern continues, as you will see. Ko amar Adonai al shalosha pishe mo'av ve'al arba'a lo ashivenu al sarfo Atzmot Melech Edom La Seed. Thus says Yahweh, on account of three transgressions of Moab, and on account of four, I will not return it. And again, remember that Ashivenu is from Shuv, it's a Hifil imperfect, and the it, the third masculine singular suffix, refers probably to the punishment that he's going to describe here. Okay? On account of Sarfo, his burning. Notice that that is a call infinitive construct from Saraf with a third masculine singular suffix. It's kind of interesting. I was looking through the patterning here because in this pattern, you can kind of check yourself. Notice the second line, this al plus infinitive construct, usually has the third masculine plural suffix. The only other place it has the singular, the o, is in verse 11. See al radfo there, radfo, on account of his burning when it's talking about Edom. So here's talking about Moab and the sins it did against Edom. So there's a little break in the pattern in these two verses. It's kind of, and I'm not sure if it means anything or not. All right. So on account of his burning, the bones of the king of Edom into the lime. All right, so namely burned, so they went back into the lime, namely from which the bones were first made. All right. Verse 2 then, Veshlachti esh b'moav, v'akla armenot ha-keriot, u'meit b'sha'on moav, bitrua b'kol shofar. And I will send, again, notice that that's a PL form. Again, it's according to the pattern that we've seen before. And I will send fire against Moab. All right, so here's the punishment. Notice the pattern because of the sins, and it specifies the cruelty against the king of Edom. All right, I will send fire against Moab, and it will eat. Okay, perfect, call perfect, third feminine singular, namely the fire will eat the citadels or the towers of Ha-Keriot. That's the name of a city. It's a big city in Moab. Okay. Hakariot. Umate, what's the root?
Moot.
Yeah, from moot, to die. So this is a third masculine singular. Remember those hollow verbs? And the subject. So notice again, look at the syntax here. You have verb followed by a prepositional phrase, then the subject. That's not enough. That's very common, especially when the prepositional phrases are relatively short, and especially when you have just the preposition with a suffix on it. So, and Moab will die in Sha'on with an uproar, in uproar. Okay. Bitrua with a shout. Notice the root behind terua. Again, a very common thing that Hebrew does. The root is rua, to shout out loud. You make a noun out of it. A lot of times by adding a mem, sometimes by adding a tav, and that's what happens here. Bitrua with a shout. With the sound of the shofar, with the sound of a trumpet. Okay? Any questions through verse 2? For yourself, pretty easy going so far. Right? It's going to get a little more challenging here in a few verses. All right. Verse 3. Vehikrati shofet mi kirba vekol sareha ehrogimo amar Adonai. And I will cut off. Anyone see what is the conjugation? This is the root is what?
Karat.
Karat. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's a hifil. You can see that hay there. It makes a very nice kind of form there. And I will destroy or cut off the shofate. This is from the verb shafat, to judge. So this is a participle used as a substantive. And here, it doesn't mean judge in the sense of a guy that, you know, sits on the bench and legislates, but shofate also can mean savior or rescuer, redeemer, deliverer. And that's how it's used, remember, in the book of Judges. That's not a good name for us for that book. It's a book of deliverers, really. All right, and I will cut off the deliverer from her midst, namely Moab. In other words, there won't be anyone, see? And all Sareha, notice that that's a plural noun. Sar is prince or ruler. And all her princes, Eherog. Notice that the root is harag. This is a simple call imperfect. Harag means to kill or murder. And notice, though, that it's plain A spelling. So what's odd is that you have that vav, the mater letter there, which makes it look strange. Okay? And I will kill Immo with her. See, in all her princes, I will kill along with him. I'm sorry, along with him, Immo, says Yahweh. Okay? Verse 4, Komar Adonai, Al Shalosha, Pishe Yehuda. Oh, here we're getting close now. Ve'al arba'a lo ashibenu al ma'asam et torat Adonai ve'chukav lo shamaru va'yatum kizvehem asher halku avotam acharehem. All right. Thus says Yahweh, on account of three transgressions of Judah. Now it's getting awful close. And on account of four, I will not return it, ashibenu. On account of ma'asam, notice the form. What's the root? Everyone see it? Just look at the pattern. You'll know kind of what the form is, given what we saw with Sarfo. On account of ma'asam, the root is ma'as. Okay, ma'as. This is another call infinitive construct. Notice that here you have the third masculine plural suffix, not the third masculine singular. So notice in verse 1 you had sarfo, o. Here you have ma'asam. All right, so the Masoretes, they put a hatef kamatz there. So you do pronounce that. It's ma'a, ma'a, not ma. They want you to pronounce it that way. So on account of their rejecting the Torah Yahweh, the instruction of Yahweh. Vechukav and his statutes, lo shamaru, they did not guard or keep. Notice that you have the vowel under the mem because of the pause, the zakef. It has lengthened from a shva. Remember the strong verb is shamru. Here it's shamaru, and the reason is because you're kind of pausing there, so the vowel has lengthened. Okay. All right. Va'yatum. Okay, now look at that form. It's from the root ta'a, so it's a third hey root. It is a hifil, you know that, how? Patach under the yud, so it's a vav consecutive imperfect. Hifil under, or the patach under the yud, and then the third masculine plural suffix. Ta'a means to err, to go astray, notice the hifil, you made them go astray, made them err, or they made them err. And the subject is kizvehem, okay? And that is from there's a root kazav, to lie. Okay, so this is the noun from that kazav, to lie. So it's their lies led them astray. Everybody see that? Their lies. And notice it's kind of a metonymy because it's talking about the idols. All right. So again, the whole verse, thus says the Lord, on account of three transgressions, you and on account of four, I will not return it. On account of their rejecting, or because they rejected the Torah of Yahweh and his statutes they did not keep, and their lies led them astray. Okay. Now you have this relative clause, which halku avotam acharehem. I love this. Is a good example of a resumptive pronoun, the acharehem at the end of the relative clause. So very woodenly, it's which their fathers walked after them. But notice in English, the relative pronoun which comes at the end of the relative clause in Hebrew comes at the beginning. After which their fathers walked. Everybody see that? Mm-hmm. Now that relative, that resumptive isn't necessarily always there, but in this case it makes it really nice and clear. So, their lies led them astray, after which their fathers walked. Okay. Veselachtiesh b'Yehuda ve'akla armenot Yerushalayim. And I will send fire against Judah, and it will eat the towers of Jerusalem. All right. Let me stop there. Any questions? Anybody good? It's clear? Mm-hmm. You guys are good. All right. Notice how the type of crime has started to change, right? Because before it was these kind of gruesome crimes that the other nations were perpetrating against each other or other nations. So again, you know, you got that with a Moab. He ground the king of Edom's bones into lime. Here, notice it's not keeping the statutes of Yahweh, you know, rejecting his instruction, being led astray by idolatry, see, because of that. So just notice that switch. See what happens when we get to this last one here, Israel. Komar Adonai, al shalosha pisha Yisrael, ve'al arba'ah lo ashibenu, al mikram ba'kesef tzadik, ve'vion ba'avur not align. Let's stop there. Thus says Yahweh, on account of three transgressions of Israel, here it comes finally, and on account of four, I will not return it. On account of mikram, okay, tell me what form that is, without even knowing what the verb is.
What's infinitive construct.
Infinitive construct. Call infinitive construct. Now what's the root? Just give me the letters of the root. Makar. Makar means to sell. And notice then the suffix is a third masculine plural. So see how nice the pattern is. It helps you kind of get familiar with the forms that come up again and again. Very common form. Mm-hmm. So on account of their selling, all right. Now notice this is a really nice bait here, because it's you use bait in idioms of exchange. If you know, purchase something for something, that's what that's how that bait is functioning here. Kesev is money. Notice that there's I like this translation I'm going to give you. Notice there's a definite article, ba'kesef. Mm-hmm. So, on account of, or because they sold for the money, a tzaddik, a righteous man, an innocent person. Okay? So, I'm not sure what that means, but again, notice where the crimes are centering on the ill treatment of their own flesh and blood. Okay? So, on account of their selling for the money, a tzaddik, a pious guy, a righteous person, and a poor person, ba'avor, on account of, or for, in exchange for, na'alaim, a pair of sandals. Notice that this is a noun, na'al, and it's a dual form, na'alaim. So you can translate a pair of sandals. All right. So notice that, I mean, it's really interesting that against Judah, it was their idolatry. See, they didn't follow the Torah, and they worshipped other gods. Notice Israel, it's the way that they were treating the marginalized in society, the innocent people, they were perverting justice. You'll see that as a continuing theme in the book of Amos. Okay? Verse 7 kind of continues that. Hashoafim al afar eretz berosh dalim v'derek anavim yatu v'ish v'aviv yelkul el hana'ara lema'an chalel et shem kodshi. Okay. Hashoafim. Anyone see what the root is? Even though you don't know it, you should just figure it out. Sha'af. Yes, sha'af. Can mean to pant for or to trample. Here it means to trample. So notice it's sha'af, and it's a call participle, masculine plural. Kotel, kotalim. Okay, so sho'af, sho'afim. Okay, so those who trample all afar eretz, to the dust of the earth, upon the heads of the dalim, the poor. Dal is an adjective for poor, used as substantive here. So in better word order, those who trample the head of the poor to the dust of the earth. Okay? And the way of the anavim are the humble or the poor, the meek, the way of the meek, yatu. Okay, everybody see that word? It's a very common root. You've seen it before. It means it's from nata. Okay? And it is a hifil, imperfect. Third masculine, plural. And the way of the humble, they twist or incline. Now, way doesn't mean they get in the physical way of them or keep them. It means their way of life, or a lot of commentaries think that it means the way of justice, the just way for them. See, because a lot of times, like in Proverbs and other wisdom literature, mishpat is connected to derech or a similar word for road. So the ways of justice, they pervert or they twist. Okay. Notice again how you have a participle followed up by imperfect. That's very common in Hebrew. So those who trample on to the dust of the earth upon the head of the poor, and the way of the anavim, of the humble or meek, they pervert or twist. Okay. So notice the crime, the nature of the crimes. Ve'ish, and a man and aviv, his father. A man and his father. Yelku, what's the root?
Halak,
very good. Again, an imperfect, call him perfect, okay? And a man and his father go into Hana'ara, go into the young woman. And most translations, it's obvious. A man and his father go into the same woman. Okay, they have relationship, sexual relationship with the same woman. All right? Lama'an chaleil. Okay, notice that chaleil very frequently follows lama'an as an infinitive. I mean, you can have other, like an imperfect form follow. But it's usually purpose or result. So as to profane, that's a PL, infinitive construct, so as to profane the name of his holiness, of my holiness, shem kodshi. And notice that the kodesh functions here as a attribute, my holy name, so as to profane my holy name. All right. Any questions? Let me see what's going on here. All right. Again, notice how the crimes continue. Verse 8. Ve'al begadim chavulim yatu etzel kol mizbeach ve'yain anushim yishtu beit Elohim. Okay, and on garments, that's begadim, and on garments, this is a call passive, chavulim, call passive participle. Passive forms frequently function as they have this adjectival relationship, so it's the attribute of begadim. So, and chaval means to take as a pledge or as part of a pledge, taken a pledge. So the passive, taken in a pledge. So, and upon garments, taken in a pledge. In other words, if a poor person borrows money or does something, they will give their coat to the person who's lending the money as a pledge. And it's referring to this kind of large blanket that you'd wrap around yourself during the day and sleep on at night. All right. So, and you see this in the book of Exodus. For the poor people, that garment was to be returned to them at night so that they would have something to sleep on. All right. So on garments taken in pledge, notice how this is the same form you saw in verse 7, yatu, from nata. But here it means they recline, they lie down. All right. Notice the context kind of gives us a different English gloss. Next to every mizbeach, next to every altar. Okay. Now what exactly it means can be debated, because notice that it's connected with a vav to the previous verse, a man and his father go into the same woman. So you see, so it could refer to before all the altars they lie down, they make their bed with this woman on garments taken in pledge. See? It could also mean that they recline, because notice the next line, and wine, see, they drink wine. I'll translate that better in a second. It could also refer to feast before any altar, you know, so they drink wine and party and carouse before God, Yahweh, on garments taken in pledge. And what makes it worse is the next line, Ve'yayin Anushim. Now, given Chavulim, what form is Anushim? Same form. Let me give you a hint. It is also a call passive participle. What's the root? Anash. See, Anash. So the difference is that this one has the modern letter, Anushim. Mm-hmm. Chavulim does not. See, you have the kibbutz versus the shurig there, but the same form. And you often see that in the texts, you know, the manuscript tradition. Why? Don't ask me why. No one knows. And wine, so Anash means to fine. So if you fine someone or punish them. So, and wine, the wine of fines, of those who have been fined, they drink, yishtu. So namely, people who have different fines for various violations, pay them. These people are taking the money, buying wine, or taking the wine that's used as payment and drinking it. Yishtu. Okay, this is from Shata, third hay. Okay, so again, a call in perfect. They drink. And wine taken in fines, they drink in the house of their God, Beit Elohim. All right? All right, good. We'll do one more verse, verse 9. Va'anoki hishmati et ha'emorim mipneihem asher kegova arazim gavo v'chason hu ka'alunim va'ashmid Piryo mima'al v'sharashav mitachat. All right. And I, hishmati, from shamad to destroy, hifil, perfect, first common, and I destroyed he'amori, the Amorite, mipnehem, from before them. Who, kegova, gova means strength or power or might or who or height, in the sense of, you know, strength, who, as the gova, as the height of Arazim, cedars, was gavho, his height. That both that gavho and gova are the same word. The difference is gavho, the second one, has the suffix on it. As soon as you get the suffix, notice that long O reduces, and you get that oh sound. So, gov-ho, gov-ho. So according to the gova, arazim, gov-ho is his power or height. Ve-chason, and strong is he, who, chason means strong, strong is he as alonim, as oaks. Right? Or strong was he as oaks. Va-ashmid, again from shamad. Notice that in the first line you had the call, are the hifil perfect, first common singular. Here you have the vav consecutive, imperfect hifil, ashmid. And I wiped out piryo, his fruit, mima'al, from above, vesharashav, and his roots, mitachat, from below. Okay? Any questions? All right, good. All right, nice. We'll stop there then and continue next week with this.